Today marks 7 days without power for dairy farmer Peter Young, who's based at Buffalo in South Gippsland. It's been a frustrating week for Peter, who, like many others, has had to deal with periods of no telecommunications at the same time as the power outage. I spoke with him earlier.
Yeah, well, the power went off here around 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Luckily, I've got a generator installed in the cow shed, so I've been able to milk and chill the milk plus run water pumps and everything. But there for a 12-hour stretch, we had no mobile access, no internet access, and no landline, which was a major concern, not just for us, but anyone in the region. If we needed emergency services, we were stuck.
So you've ticked into your seventh day of no power and relying on the generator.
So with that generator, it's big enough so I can do most things, but there's no hot water, so I've got to sort of heat the water down the shed, and there's definitely no hot water in the house. But it's just something I've got to run the tractor probably 14 hours a day, so it's using a lot of diesel, and it's something I've got to get up to do every morning before I can get any other jobs done.
Power outages in some areas can be, unfortunately, a part of life, but have you ever gone this long without power?
The longest I can remember is a day and a half. But in the old days, when I was a kid, we had crews in every town just about, so something went down, they were onto it fast, whereas now they're relying on contractors. Like, the blokes are doing a bloody good job, we're not going to knock them, but it's just such a big area and so much work to be done, they just can't keep up. Plus, they don't clear the trees as far away from the poles as they used to. They clear the branches away, but as this last storm proved, like, there's too many trees close to power lines. So when the wind blew, it just destroyed it.
And on that point, do you know what actually caused the outage, and do you know what the hold-up is in getting it fixed?
Oh, they can't tell me. I think they've only just started looking at our line. Like, they were so busy trying to get the major towns up, and we're one of the sort of more tail-end lines that they haven't even had time to look at it yet. So they were telling us that the power was going to come on at 11:30 p.m. on the 13th, and they were still telling us that at 11:30 on the 14th.
Not holding your breath, I imagine.
No, well, we've now got a helicopter flying over low, so I think he's probably checking the line, but it's probably the first time they've been able to actually get around to our line to have a look at it. But there's just so much damage down, I just think they're just overloaded.
Have you got neighbours in the same position?
Yes, yeah, all my neighbours are in the same position. We've all sort of been checking on one another, especially when the phone lines that were out. But yeah, we're all just sort of waiting it out. A few of us have got generators, so been able to keep the fridges and freezers going. Some people have lost everything in their freezers because they just didn't have the power to do anything about it. But this is just getting on the joke. Like, a couple of days, 3 days, but once you get to 7, it's like ridiculous.
I imagine you've gone through quite a bit of fuel running the generator for so long.
Yeah, probably 200 litres a day. So you can count that up pretty fast. Because, the tractor, you got to run a 100 horsepower tractor to run that generator. It's running probably 14 hours a day. So, yeah, you're going through a lot of fuel.
And how about the cows, Peter? Is it sort of business as usual for them, or does it mean changes to the routine?
I've had to bring them back to the dairy side of the road because I had no power at all over the road, so therefore they just went through fences and all over the place. So I've had to change my rotation that way a bit. Yeah, other than that, not a lot, because on this side of the road I can still run my stock water because it's all hooked up to the shed, so the fences work except when I've got to turn the generator off, but they've sort of got used to that, and they've got plenty of stock water and the milkings are pretty well run as usual.
So where to from here? Just keep fueling the tractor and waiting for the power to come on, I suppose?
Pretty much. There's not really much I can do about it. I know two of my local representatives, Denny O'Brien and Melina Barth, have been trying to chase things up for me, and the UDV's on it to try and hurry things up, but there's really not a lot they can do. Like, it's what they've got to do once things are back up, and that's get some more backup systems going.
Peter Young, a dairy farmer at Buffalo in South Gippsland. And how frustrating, 7 days without power. Still not sure when it's going to come back.
The Victorian Country Hour on ABC Radio Victoria.